Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 423 for Tuesday, June the 7th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly lower Tuesday morning, tracking losses in U.S. soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 lower, with the July contract checking in at $514.60 a ton. That's down $2.50. Malaysian palm oil was under pressure, which contributed to the declines. Western Canada is expected to get more rain this weekend, and that should help alleviate concerns over dryness in some areas. The U.S. soy crop is off to a relatively good start. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola a little less desirable to foreign buyers. However, gains in U.S. soybeans helped to limit the losses. Crude oil was also higher, and that was supportive, while hot weather in Alberta is also concerning some crop watchers. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were narrowly mixed, with the most active July contract 2 cents weaker at $11.36 a bushel. Traders took profits at the highs as forecasts called for warm, dry weather, and that prompted some worry over crop prospects this summer. The nearby contracts were put under pressure by a USDA report that pegged 72% of the U.S. soybean crop in good or excellent shape, and that is ahead of last year's rating. Going forward, commercial activity should dictate whether the market moves up or down. Corn was 1 cent weaker, with the July contract checking in at $4.25 a bushel. The market corrected slightly lower in the wake of yesterday's gains. The U.S. crop is said to be in relatively good condition, which was bearish. Ethanol exports for the month of April were 95.5 million gallons. That's the highest since December of 2011. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $5.11 a bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is behind schedule, with just 2% taken off the field. That is well behind the 5-year average of 10%. The U.S. dollar has been weaker recently, which has helped U.S. wheat exporters. Heavy rains in Europe have been supportive for U.S. markets. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June the 7th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.